Hello, welcome back to the Woolworth Podcast. I am Nate.
And I'm Dante.
And we are back for a new episode. And what are we doing in this episode, Dante?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I did mention to you that I wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you what it was. But now I think about it, it's probably better I didn't tell you. Okay, so we're going to do an episode that you're going to pick the topic, but I'm going to give you an option of three choices, and then you pick between those three, but I think I know which one you'll pick, but I'm going to let you choose on that before we start.
Okay.
Okay, so choice number one, we could do a Marvel theme topic, and as much as I get kind of annoyed of doing superhero stuff, I do want to say, though, that Marvel, they always have movies. There's always movies, shows. A lot of content that comes out from them.
True.
So I can't ever say I'm really disappointed that I have something to talk about when it's them, because I know that there's always something.
Because there's always new content to talk about.
So that is something that I think we could possibly go into. Second choice.
Yes.
Maybe we do a gaming stream episode. We talk about games or something, or gaming related.
Okay.
Okay. Or the third one, we do another drunk review kind of episode.
I cannot get drunk right now.
Really?
I am so hungry.
Oh, that's too bad, because I was actually...
Did you bring beer?
Okay.
What?
So, I tricked you. So, what did you pick?
I was going to pick the gaming one.
Okay, well, we're actually doing all three.
Oh, fuck.
So, you chose the gaming one. Okay. Okay, so I made a game up.
Wait, hold on.
And this is how it's going to go.
Oh, God.
You only need one
beer.
What
is happening? He's bringing out these...
So,
what? He has like a quiz?
Okay. We're going to play a Marvel trivia game.
Oh, yes.
And this also involves
hand
a beer.
Hand it.
Okay. No. We're only going to have one beer.
You gotta take it out because I'm all the way over here.
All right. So we're only going to have one beer. This game only requires one, so we're not going to be trash.
Still cold.
Yeah.
Still cold.
Yeah, it's cold. I picked it up on my way here, so that's why I had to take a minute.
All right.
Anyways. No, don't open it yet.
Oh.
Okay. So you're just so excited to start playing. Okay. So the object of the game is to drink the beer. Whoever finishes the beer first, the game's over.
What?
Yeah, that's how it's going to go. And
wait,
I think we should just start...
How does this relate to trivia?
You'll get there.
Okay.
You'll see.
All right.
Okay, so what we're going to try, and I wanted to come up with some game for us to do, and translates in a podcast form.
Oh, God.
So here we are. Okay, so we're going to have trivia questions, and I picked Marvel-related since it's a topic we're both familiar with.
True.
Every time... So I will give you a deck, and you... And I have a deck.
It's called
two sides.
Hot Seat.
There's two sides, okay?
Yeah.
So, I read you a card, I read you a question, you get it right, you get to take a sip of your beer, and then I read you another trivia question.
Okay.
You get it wrong, you have to answer a hot seat question.
I gotta answer a hot seat?
Question.
Okay.
And a hot seat question is non-Marvel related. It's almost a personal question that some can say are funny.
Wait, but how... Then how does this relate to Marvel?
The trivia question. If you get it right, then you get to take a sip of your drink.
Oh.
If you get it wrong, you don't get to sip your beer, but instead you have to answer an embarrassing question.
Oh, I get it.
And then if you get it wrong, you have to answer an embarrassing question, and then I get to answer a trivia question.
Okay, gotcha.
But this is where I added another layer onto it, because I felt like if you're so good at Marvel, you might answer every question and finish your beer. No, so if you answer six trivia questions in a row,
yeah,
we switch turns and you win that round, and then it goes to me answering trivia questions.
So I have to do six in a row.
Well, if you do six in a row, I don't think we're actually going to be able to go more than three in a row. Really,
okay.
I didn't look through all of these, but I doubt that we'll be able to answer every single Marvel question.
All right.
But the game will end when someone finishes their beer.
Got it.
So we both have a beer, and I'll give you a deck. Uh-huh. You could have this deck. So I will read from my deck, because I have the answers on the cards. So I'll read them to you.
We don't need to shuffle these?
No, I already shuffled both of them.
You are so smart.
So I will read a question to you. If you get it right, I will read you take a sip, and I'll read you another question. Now, if you get it wrong, you have to read off of one of the hot seat cards that you have in your deck.
Oh, God.
Okay. Then, after you answer a hot seat question, then you read me a card, because it would be my turn to be on the trivia. All and right. I shuffled the decks, and if you can, each card has five questions on it. Or one, two, three, four, five. Five questions. Just read one, and then switch to another card, because each right. one has a different movie. Is there any questions you have for the game before we begin?
When do we start? Or when do we open our beer?
Okay, yeah, now we can open it. You want to give a countdown?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Ooh, well, mine spilled a little.
Perfect. Did we take a sip?
No. I was about to. We can start with one, I guess.
No.
Okay.
All right, so.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
You said you were going to go first.
I was going to, hey, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm going to start by, I'm just pulling off from the back. So I don't really know what's first. Okay, so first card we have. Okay, before we start, one other thing I want to ask. Do you want to ask for another card if you cannot answer the question?
No.
Because we can rotate different movies.
Nah.
But I'm going to tell you the movie before I read the question, because it has a movie. Yeah, covering the answers.
It says Avengers.
Yeah, it's the Avengers movie. Okay, so from the first Avengers movie, in which country does Black Widow find Bruce Banner?
Wait, India?
You are correct. India. Go ahead and take a sip.
Hey, I'm so good at this.
All right, we're off to a good start.
Oh, yes.
All right, we are on our second question.
Okay.
Avengers Infinity War. Question is, from which planet does Thanos hail?
Titan. That one's easy.
Take a sip. Two in a row already.
Okay, hold on. All right.
God, I just keep getting Avengers cards. Oh, whatever.
Maybe you didn't shuffle them that well.
Okay, I mean, yeah, maybe you're right. Okay.
This is an interesting idea. I like this.
I thought you would, so I was like, please, let me just try all this right. for a podcast. Okay, we have Captain America Civil War. In which New York borough does Peter Parker live?
Queens. Wait, no, borough. Is that different than... Is Queens different?
I'm just going to give it to you. You got it right.
Is it Queens?
It's Queens.
Hey!
All right, you're three. Yeah, you got three
I
so far.
I feel like I'm cheating somehow.
Well, this is why I made a rule of it being six as a limit, because we have to rotate, because I'm like, you might just get every answer and finish your beer.
I feel like three should be a limit.
You want to start? You want to change it to three?
I think it should be three, because I feel like I could go
through already
six
got, you've already got
quickly.
Three, so that means it's my turn.
All right, do I still get to sip?
Yeah, every time you answer a question right, you get to take a sip.
Oh, Jesus. In the Guardians of the Galaxy... Who is the only guardian able to understand Groot?
Rocket.
Hey, there you go.
All right, I gotta take a sip.
Oh, this could be hard for you.
Really?
Captain Marvel.
Okay, I'm already screwed now.
Who leads the Star Force?
I don't know. Is it her friend? It's her friend? I don't know her friend's name.
Just
the other captain.
Just pick a guess. I don't know. Just say a name.
Do you not know? I cannot remember her. It's a female. Is it a female name?
No, it's not.
It's not. It can't be like Nick Fury or something.
No, it's from the Kree cap. I think it's from the Kree capital or something, and it's Young Rog.
I would have never got that. All right,
so
I have to answer
a
hot seat question. Okay, I have to answer a hot seat question now, so I don't get to take a sip. Okay, my hot seat question is, I just put a new bumper sticker on my car. What does it say?
Oh, I know this answer.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay, let me guess. What would I put on my car? I can't think of anything. This is really... How do you know and I don't know what I would put in my own car?
It's going to be something like, I never met a critic score over 90.
Oh my god. Okay. I could see myself doing that. But I was thinking more like I might put like a band or I listen to or something.
That too, yeah.
I could see myself doing that.
I don't know any bands that you listen to though, so.
Yeah.
I'm only going off of what I know from the podcast and what the viewers know.
Yeah. Let's just say that, though. Okay, so I guess I'll keep my card over here now.
Oh, it
okay.
does say hot. It does say hot.
Yeah, it says hot seat, so I know I get how many questions I got wrong. All right,
my turn?
It is your turn. And you have a Guardian of the Galaxy question. What item does Peter Quill steal from the planet Morog?
Oh, he steals the, it's the Power Stone.
Which is,
Infinity Stone.
Yep.
Well, I mean, come on. So, yeah.
Take a sip.
Got that wrong right.
This game is not going in my favor.
It is not.
I'll have to try a different topic another day. All right, ready for another card?
I guess so.
We have Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, sh**.
So you gotta remember.
No, that's pretty...
That's a good one. You remember that one. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Odin tells Thor that Asgard is not a place, but what?
A people.
I need... These cards... All right, whatever. Take another sip. Take another sip. Take another sip.
I'm already like a quarter done.
I know. This game's gonna end real fast, and we're gonna have to do another podcast. All right.
I'll start taking baby sips.
Oh, you just going easy on me? Okay. Captain America, the first Avenger. Who is the head of the Strategic Scientific Reserve? I actually remembered this. It's a famous actor, too, that was in it. So I was like, it...
Oh, God. I can't remember his name. Like, his... it's Colonel...
Yeah?
I don't know.
Close, but you want to
no,
give
I
an
don't
answer?
Know.
It's Colonel Chester Phillips.
I mean, shoot.
I mean, you're already kind of like there's some F-bombs in there.
Let's see.
Oh, wait, I don't take a drink when you get it wrong. That would be great.
What could I give a lecture on at a local university? Well, I could give a lecture on film theory with inside the Marvel Universe, because I'm really good at that.
Okay, all right. You get how many students you'd get?
I mean, I'd have you.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, you're right. You already win this game, so you know your trivia. You got a question ready for me?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I forgot the rules. Oh, cool. This is a very sexy photo of my favorite.
That doesn't help. I don't know what we're talking about.
It's a Paul Rudd because it's Ant-Man.
I still don't, like...
What
can't think of
are the names of Ant-Man's crew that help him, Hope, and Hank break into Pym Technologies?
Oh, he does have a crew.
Yeah.
They have a van, and they call themselves... Is it?
Should I have picked something else?
I don't know. I can't think of the name. Do they say it a lot in the movie?
Yeah.
They do? The first Ant-Man.
Yes. Yes. Come on. Alright. T.I. is... I mean, like, T.I. plays one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the first letter of each of their names. L, D, and K.
Larry?
Nope.
Oh, buddy.
Larry? L, what's the other letters? D?
D and K.
Maybe like Drew?
No.
David?
Wow. I mean...
Daniel? Danny? Dan? This is why I'm just going to have to read a hot seat card.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Okay.
I'm not going to get through this beer.
My idea of a good time always includes... Well, not this card game. All right, my idea of a good time always includes... it always includes... I don't know...
Beer.
It doesn't always... That sounds terrible. All right. My idea of a good time always includes friends and laughter.
There you go. So this is a good time for you, then.
I guess.
You just don't like losing.
I'm only reading cards about me. I'm not even answering... Okay, you get a card now.
All right.
Captain Marvel. Which city does Carol Danvers land in?
Denver?
I don't know if I should like give you a second guess or
no.
Okay.
I shouldn't get a second guess.
No, but it's
Is it
it's a big city.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like San Francisco or something?
Close. But not LA. Necessarily. I mean, I guess, yeah, LA.
Oh, well, that's just fucking, that's cheap, Marvel. Come on. That's cheap on your side.
Well, maybe it's in the comics.
When I buy my dream yacht, wow, what will I name it? I bought a yacht
in
my dreams. I'll buy it. I'll name it the SS Ash.
What?
The SS Ash, like the, you know, like SS Ashley.
What's SS stand for?
You know, it's in the nest. I don't know. All right.
That's all right. My turn now.
This is your chance, buddy.
All right.
We're talking about Guardians 2. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Ah, don't be looking at the answers.
Oh, I wasn't really looking at the card.
Oh, jeez. Okay, what item does Peter give Kraglin after Yondu's funeral?
I think he gave him, like, a MP3 player. With, like, a Zune or a... No?
No.
He gives him a whistle?
Oh,
no,
buddy,
come on. He gives him the...
He gives him Yondu's arrow.
Yeah. That's what he gives him. Wait, who does he give the MP3 player to?
No one. I mean, Yondu gives him a Zune.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
And then he keeps them. And Yondu,
okay. Whatever.
I'm gonna give you another one.
Wait, does that mean I get to take a sip?
No, it doesn't.
No. Okay.
Alright, this is Thor of the Dark World. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to find like an easy one for him.
I can hear you.
Oh, right. Who's the leader of the Dark Elves?
I don't know his name. You know his name?
I knew. I knew it before I looked, but...
I don't know these movies very well. Is it like something demonic?
It kind of sounds demonic in a way.
Like Satan or something?
No. Malekith.
That is like demonic.
Yeah, that's why it says.
Yeah, I probably should have been...
I tried to give him one.
Okay, this is really dark. What will be written on my gravestone? Nate doesn't know anything about Marvel. That's what I'm gonna have. I actually like will stand behind that.
Nitpicks to the end, but doesn't know a single detail.
Yeah, I'll say a movie's bad, but I don't know why.
All right. Give me one.
I saw you like reaching for that beer.
It's addicting once
you're
you start.
You're probably gonna get it right anyways. Thor, the Dark World.
Shit.
Who does Frigga sacrifice her life to protect?
Oh, come on. That's easy. It's Jane.
Yeah.
You gotta ask me harder questions.
Okay,
buddy.
All right. Just take your sip.
I'm like asking him all like the easy questions and he's asking me, I feel like you should be asking me all the hard questions. And you're
I don't know which
questions.
One's hard. Okay. What item does Nick Fury give Steve Rogers shortly before being injured by the Winter Soldier?
Oh, he gives him a USB.
Sorry,
he gives
dude.
Me a USB
I'm
drive.
So sorry.
You got it.
I'm halfway done with my beer.
I like this game. I just think it doesn't work in my favor.
I don't think it does, dude.
But I'm still having fun with this. Doctor Strange.
Hey, there we go.
Okay. What is the name of the temple at which Doctor Strange trains?
Are you serious?
Oh, do you not want to read that one?
No, I know that one.
Okay, what is it?
You don't know it?
I don't know it, no.
Oh. I thought I did, but now I f***ing forgot. After being like, ha ha ha. No, it's, oh, Jesus. I can't remember it. And now that I've gloated.
I don't know if you're just, are you just like going easy on me?
No, I forget.
I'm going to play dumb now for
no,
Nate.
I
had like one sip of beer this whole game.
No, I had it before I started gloating and then it just went away.
Oh, so you're
it's,
not.
Wait, Shangri-La.
Say it again.
Shangri-La?
No, I was just reading it to see if you want to look at it. Kamara Taj?
Yeah. Yeah. I knew that.
No beer for me.
All right, hot seat for me. What does it say? What does it say? I'd like to see blank band forever. Black subtitles. I would like to see black subtitles banned forever.
Oh, because you can't see them.
You can't see them.
Like when you watch Jackass.
Exactly. Exactly.
I agree with that. Yeah. Like, how can you even... Why would anybody want to put them in that color?
Don't they usually
like give an option to change colors?
I mean, we would hope. Okay, this should be easy, I hope.
You never know with me.
In Iron Man, after Tony Stark is rescued, what is the first thing he requests after returning?
A cheeseburger.
Yeah! take a drink, man! Just finally,
Oh, man. That was nice.
Oh, okay. Back to the dark world.
Oh, just when I was getting excited.
Oh, wait. What's Thor's mother's name?
Mom?
You just said it.
Oh, what's that card?
Don't be looking!
I don't remember what her name... I just read it, but it's like, starts with an S.
Frigga.
Oh, no, it starts with an F. Whatever. Okay.
I tried.
I've organized a protest for 5,000 people. What is it for? Protesting against the Batman.
Yes, I can, because I'm Batman. You really hated that.
I think that's a little harsh, actually.
No,
I'm gonna retract that. It sounds funny to say, though.
What? Oh, but the Batman.
Pick that.
Then, yeah, just pick it. Alright, ask me a question.
I've organized a protest of...
Oh, wait, am I asking you a question?
5,000 people.
I can't remember.
I haven't moved on. Hold on. maybe protest this game, since I'm not good at it. Okay.
There you go.
Your question.
Hot seat.
What? Hot seat?
Is that the game? Is that what it's called? Hot seat?
The game that we're playing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just made it up.
Well, isn't it called Hot Seat?
No, I made this up. This
game you made playing. This up?
Yeah. I combined two card games and made it one. So if you win, you get this card. You lose, you get that. And then obviously...
Oh, dude. Nice job.
Yeah,
I
just created this up a month ago. And I was like, dude, we got to do this. And you were like, nah, later. And I was like, I don't want to tell you what it is, though.
Ah, shit. I should have.
Well, you didn't know what you're getting into, so that's okay.
That's true. I think we should do this more.
Yeah, I bought a couple different sets.
Okay.
But these ones stay the same. These ones, the trivia questions change.
Yeah.
So it's always like, yeah.
Oh, we need to play this with girls.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway,
I just figured Marvel's a good one to start with.
Yeah.
Not for me, though. Okay, oh, so next question. All right, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. The question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to pick a tough one now.
What's the question?
Where is Steve Rogers first attacked by
Rumlo
and his crew?
The elevator.
Where?
At S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters. And oh, buddy.
Go just take a drink.
Oh, buddy.
I don't have hard questions.
Still your turn.
Okay, yeah, I forgot.
You or my turn.
All right, Guardian of the Galaxy.
Wow. He already knows I'm going to answer all of them. Do you need to pick a different card?
What is the name? No. What is the name of the missing colony on which the Guardians meet the Collector?
Dude, come on. Come on.
All of these, actually, I knew the answer to. If I got this question, any of these, I would have got it.
Then pick something else.
You just take a sip.
No,
you don't
want
to take a sip?
No, I want this to be a fair game, I guess it's not.
I can't save this card.
Then don't save the card.
Okay, Ant-Man.
Alright. I've watched that movie like 4 times.
Who keeps a carpenter ant as a pet after it is accidentally enlarged?
Scott. Oh, shit. No, his daughter.
Yeah.
Ah,
hey, go ahead.
No, that wasn't right. That wasn't right.
Yes, you do a hot seat.
Yeah, okay. Well, you just pointed. You didn't say, like...
Oh, I pointed the same direction the beer is. I get you.
Yeah. What one thing would I consider a deal breaker on a first date?
For you?
For
me? A deal breaker? Maybe, like...
Knowing absolutely nothing. I mean nothing about movies. Well, okay.
Wait, a first date? How are you going to know?
Hold on. Marvel movies.
All right, well, good thing you're not dating me.
Hey, somebody said Marvel movies?
Hey, baby, what's up? Okay, so Nate made this game
where
we drink.
I made this up.
Every time we get a question right, and we're doing Marvel Edition, and I'm here,
and
Nate
I'm nowhere.
Is here.
Yeah, I have a full... So I read him a question, he gets it right, he takes a sip. He gets it wrong, he has to answer a hot seat question, which is an embarrassing
and
question.
I got one wrong, and the last one was, what one thing
I'm
would I consider a deal breaker on a first date? And I said, knowing nothing about Marvel movies.
That'd be a deal breaker for me too.
Whatever, you guys. I'm not good at this game.
I'm never taking you on a first date. Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Aren't you glad we only did one beer for this game? Because like it's just almost about over. I said it was gonna be a short game.
Hey, I mean, if you want to try and catch up, you can give me another beer.
I don't know if that's even fair though. I don't know. You'll put two beers in, and I'll still be on my first. Is it my turn or yours?
I think
I was reading.
No, I just did the hot seat, so...
Oh, okay, it's all right.
Yeah.
I'm ready. All right,
we're keeping track. We're good. Oh, God. All right, this is another Ant-Man question.
Okay.
This is the easiest f***ing question.
I'll screw it up somehow.
What is the name of the company founded by Hank...
Phil.
Pym.
Oh, Phil. Pym. Pym.
Why the f*** did you say Phil?
I
Who
thought
the f*** is Phil?
It's like his son or something.
So you're saying that it should be Hank Phil Industries?
Hank Phil.
Hank,
it
yes,
sounds like
it's Pym.
Pym, yeah.
You got it right. Take a drink.
Yay. Two sips down. Yeah, this is a pretty heavy...
I think you should start, like, taking more than a sip. You should be taking, like, drinks.
Yeah, catching up... Yeah, but it just doesn't seem fair if I'm just, like, gulping it.
Well, I mean, I started taking sips.
Yeah, that's true, you did.
All right, Guardians of the Galaxy. What is the name of Peter Quill's ship?
Well, his name's Star-Lord, and he's part of the Guardians, so his ship's called...
But he didn't know the Guardians when
he got
the ship.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He didn't. Okay. Damn, I like that movie, too. Is it a really obvious name?
No, not really.
Because I'm trying to think, I'm just thinking back at the movie, I'm like, how often has he said it? He might maybe said it twice. Maybe it's more than that. Makes me feel like I don't pay attention to these movies.
I don't think you do. The Milano.
Oh, I would never got that.
All right, I'm going to give you another one just to see if you can get another drink.
All right, I'm going to set this aside.
For
after.
Whose criminal record within the Nova Corps notes that he tends to bite? There's a clue in that question. As a he. I mean, there's only like one girl in the Guardians.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. Tends to bite. Rocket?
Yeah, there you go.
Take a drink.
Okay,
all right. I'm still going to read a hot seat question.
It was Rocket, but yeah, I'll give you one drink.
Well, thank you. It was like a sympathy drink.
It was.
Okay, so...
You're so far behind.
My hot seat question that I still have to answer is, what would I put in a time capsule today to remind me of my life in 10 years? I'll probably put this trivia game.
Went on an episode of our podcast.
I that's not a physical thing, though.
You could do like a USB recording.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that too. Yeah, although I feel like that would be still around in 10 years.
Who knows?
That's a good point.
Dun, dun, dun.
Meaning, I guess, like maybe we just like our podcast doesn't do well.
I mean, and it could be taken down from Spotify. Spotify could be like, I don't know, just non-existent in 10 years. Who knows?
Well, that's gone dark. Anyways, all right. Avengers Infinity Wars is a question for you. In which country are Scarlet Witch and Vision hiding when they learn of the attack of New York?
Oh, shit. Name Paris. France. Fuck. Where are they?
You said two, so I'll give you one more.
No. Where are they?
Scotland.
Oh, are they in Scotland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, see, there you go. I didn't get a drink this time, but I do get to do a hot seat. I'm on the front page of the Sunday edition of the local paper. What's the headline? Local man finds himself lost in his apartment.
What? That's scary. All right. It's your turn.
Yeah. I got to ask you questions now. Okay, let's see if he can get an answer from the Avengers.
I'm ready.
After arriving on Earth, who is the first person that Loki controls using the Mind Stone?
I think Hawkeye?
Ding, ding, ding!
Yeah, it was either Hawkeye or what's the girl?
Nice job.
No, it wasn't her.
It would have either been him or Professor Dr. Solvik.
Yeah, it was one of those were the first two, and I was like, which one was first, though?
Yeah, it was him first.
Oh, yeah. I'm so used to having to get a hot seat card, I was about to go grab one.
Okay, alright. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. What does Yondu ask Groot to retrieve from his quarters to help him escape captivity?
His helmet, or isn't it the thing he puts on his head? I know he brings him a thumb, but that's not what he asked him to bring.
It's
like the headpiece.
Yeah. What's it called? What is it though? What's it shaped like?
It's like a mohawk.
Yeah. What are mohawks shaped like?
Like a boomerang?
No. If you think about a fish.
A...
I mean, you got the question, but...
Yeah, yeah.
You got the answer,
it's,
but... It's a fin.
Yeah, fin.
Yeah. It's like a... It's a fin, because it's like...
It's just called fin?
It's a prototype fin, but...
Oh, prototype fin.
I mean, you got the answer.
But yeah, I was in the
And that was three, so...
Hey, oh, your turn.
I mean, nice job, dude. You got three.
That is...
I think.
That is shocking.
That was three, right?
I thought I only had done two. What was the third or the first?
Oh wait, you're right. That's two. I'm sorry. Thor Ragnarok. This one's fun. This is a great movie.
All right, yeah, that is a good movie.
Who destroys Mjolnir?
You said that really fast. Can you slow down?
Who destroys Mjolnir?
I'm pretty sure that it's his sister.
What's her name?
Is her name Valkyrie? No, her name's Why am I blanking what her name is? It's...
Holy hell, man.
Helena.
Nope.
No, Hela?
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, Helena? Hela.
You had got it, but I just wanted you to get the name. There we go. Does that mean I have to do a hot seat one?
No.
There. It's my turn. Great.
Okay, the first Avenger, Captain America. For how many years is Steve Rogers encased in ice?
70.
46, 50, or 70? I like how you answered it before I even got to it.
I didn't know there was a...
Yeah, it had three choices, and you're like, oh crap, it was not the one of the, and then...
No, I knew it was 70, yeah. I was just like, oh, he's reading the other choices, that's cute.
Wow, these are all... Okay, there's another one.
I'm almost done.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah. It's a okay movie.
Yeah, I agree.
What will he pick? Dun, 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 dun.
These are not...
Are they not great?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick something else? Are they super easy?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know why. Else. Tell me the questions, and we won't consider
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah, this round doesn't count. Who helps Tony Stark create the Ultron program?
Oh my god. Wow.
What does Ultron Bruce conclude?
Banner.
Yeah. What does Ultron conclude must be done to protect the Earth?
Destroy humans.
Yeah. What nickname does Petro Maximoff go by?
Quicksilver.
What nickname does Wanda Maximoff go by?
I don't think she goes by one in that movie, but Scarlet Witch?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that she doesn't go by that nickname in that movie, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't even get that name.
Which of the Maximoff twins is older?
It's Pet... Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought it was obvious.
Isn't it Petro?
Yeah. That's why I was yeah. like, I feel like...
Or Pietro.
Pietro, that's it.
Yeah.
Do you want to take I a knew sip I was for sick. That?
No, because I...
Okay.
Like, they were
that
all...
didn't really count anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll go for this one.
What movie?
Thor.
okay, not that versed in Thor. I know about it, and I mean, I've seen it a few times, but I'm not, like, up-to-date.
Okay. This is probably easy, but I'm going to read anyways because I think it's funny. What are the names of the three people who first encounter Thor after he arrives on Earth?
Jane, Darcy, and... We just said his name. Dr. Selvig. No?
No.
What?
Maybe it is.
Jane Foster, it says, Darcy, and Dr. Selvig.
It says Eric.
Eric Selvig.
Oh, never mind. It doesn't say doctors. I thought maybe it was a different person.
Sorry. I went by his professional name. That was only two. I'm pretty sure. That was only two.
I feel like I only have Captain America cards. Oh, cool. I got a Doctor Strange card.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Let me
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Mordo. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Which of the three sanctums does...
Sanctums?
Sanctums does Caecilius attack first?
Caecilius?
Yeah.
Which of the three? The London one?
It doesn't have a list of the three, though, so I can't, like, give off the choices. I kind of wish it did.
Do you want to give me a list? Or no?
It doesn't have one.
Okay,
I could make them up.
I think it's London... I think there's one in Egypt and the New York one. Is that it?
I mean, out of the three, you did say it. Do you want...
Did I get them right?
It was only one that you needed a name.
Oh,
what
I thought...
was the first one?
Oh, I thought you said the first three.
Yeah, which one was the first of the three?
Oh, the...
You did have the three right, though. One of them is on here.
The Egypt one. No?
Egypt was the first one? I don't know if because it says which is the first of the three.
I can't. I don't even know if there's one in Egypt, to be honest. I'm changing my answer to the New York one.
Okay. No, that was wrong.
Fuck. What is it?
Egypt. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't Egypt either.
Oh shit! Well, it was London.
It was London.
Shit.
Which you actually had. I think you said that one first.
I did say that one first, because I thought it was...
Maybe
one.
I should have just let you have it.
Eh, it's fine.
I wasn't trying to lead you on, I was
named some... I thought you said the first three that he attacked, and I was like... But, honestly, I think the last one would have been... It would have been London, New York, and either... I think it was either China or Japan one. Tokyo.
Yeah.
I think it's Tokyo, maybe? What can someone do to gain my respect?
Wait, what? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Immediately. Sorry, I already pulled the card.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
What can someone do to gain my respect immediately? Have a One Piece tattoo.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's it? Or have, like, a shirt that has One Piece. Anything to do with One Piece. Like, if you have, like, a law backpack. Like, I saw this girl at the store... with her dude, and he had like an EV backpack, and she had a law, like the symbol that his Jolly Roger symbol.
Yeah, his like sun or a happy. What was it called?
It's a weird.
The Heartless Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's unrelated to this topic, but yeah, we also talk about One Piece and anime.
Yeah, I saw her, and I was like, she has my respect. All right, let's get you some cards.
Excuse me. That's because of all that beer you got to drink.
I know, right?
Mine's definitely more than halfway full.
Okay, this should be maybe easy. In Iron Man 3, what is the new nickname given to the suit worn by James Rhodey?
I think it's War Machine, but they also
That's
call
his
it
first
Iron
name.
Patriot. But I'm trying to remember which one's first.
Oh, I just said it.
Wait, you said...
I just said...
Oh, so it was...
War Machine's first.
War Machine, and then it became a... Okay,
so,
yeah.
You did get it.
I got it. I was just thinking out loud.
Yeah, you were. I should have just stopped, like, not said anything. All right, Avengers Endgame. What is the name of Tony and Pepper's daughter?
Daughter?
Yeah.
She says, "I love you 3000." I don't remember her name.
He says it in
Morgan.
Is it?
Hey. She gets that point.
She gets a sip of the beer.
How about you take a sip all for right. her since she's not here?
Do I have to read a hot seat? Because I didn't get it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You didn't get it.
Who is my celebrity doppelganger?
I don't know.
I think I know the answer to this, but I don't know if others would feel that way.
Who do you think?
Do you know the band, what's it called? 21 Pilots?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. The drummer of that band, people always say I look just like him. And I looked at a picture of him, and I was like, yeah, I can see a resemblance, especially if I have some facial hair.
Let me see, and I'll
okay, you'll prove, or see if you prove.
21 Pilots?
21 Pilots.
Oh, shit. That does look like you.
That's what they say. I've heard it so many times where people had said, like...
I think it's the fact that he always wears a beanie or has, like, weird, like, hair that you wouldn't, like, necessarily see it, but damn, dude, you look exactly like him.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, no, but a lot of people have told me that, to where I'm like, okay, maybe that is my doppelganger.
I'm almost done, so this game is almost done.
Still fun, though.
I've been extending these sips, BT Dubs.
You're making the game last longer, I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna do a Black Panther question.
Oh!
Alright, Black Panther.
Wakanda.
Who leads the border tribe?
Oh God, his friend that is engaged with that loves what's her name. Oh God, I can't remember his name. There's no like choices.
No, it doesn't give choices, and I feel like if I made up names, it would be obvious which one it is.
I'm gonna have to take a loss on that one.
Do you want me to just? I don't know how to give you a hint though.
I don't think you can. I don't remember his name. I don't remember his name. What's his name?
Wakabi.
I was close with Wakanda.
Actually, yeah, but that's like, what was it like you knew? Wakabi. Yeah.
All right. Hot seat. Hot seat. What would I write on my What would I write on my cardboard sign to get spare change if I were homeless? I feel like my mind just went to depravity, like, really quickly. I'll do anything for 50 bucks. There, that's it. That's my answer. It would be, I'll do anything for 50 bucks. I'm homeless. I need cash. I'll do anything for money. Like, give it to me. Alright, so I'm asking you questions now, man. Alright, in-game question.
Okay.
How does Doctor Strange prevent the battlefield from flooding? Well, that's stupid.
Wait, which movie? Endgame?
Endgame, yeah.
The battlefield from flooding?
Yeah.
Doesn't he just use, like, portals?
No. He does something to the water.
I don't remember that happening in Endgame.
So, remember when Thanos starts raining fire with his ship, and it breaks like the wall of like, or it breaks something, and all this water starts rushing into like the battlefield, mm-hmm. and Doctor Strange steps up and he goes like,
yeah,
and it does something.
Yeah,
how does he prevent it from entering the field?
I don't remember.
Okay, he turns it into a tornado that like flies.
Oh, okay. That movie was so long. I was like, I liked parts of that movie, but I don't like that it was 3 hours. If it was a 2-hour movie, I would probably be less irritated with it. Because there was stuff about it I liked, but Act 2 is my issue with that movie.
Alright, let's not get into it. Like, that could take a whole hour. Like,
yeah, we'll talk about that. Save it for another day.
So just right. Act 2 is your problem. So I just don't like it.
Let's just answer a hot seat question.
But you did like the film, you just didn't like
I don't like it as much as Infinity Wars.
Okay.
Infinity Wars I loved.
Alright.
Okay.
That's good to know.
If my personality were something you could buy on Amazon, what would it be? My personality. Well, I don't know. I like to think my personality is just random. It's so something like a stuffed animal.
I would say like a stuffed animal that gives you like really harsh critique.
I don't think stuffed animals do that.
I mean, stuffed animals have little buttons you can press in the palms. I guess. It's just like, I didn't like that. Like, okay. That was really...
They only was, say negative comments? Like, I don't think
that
I'm
was
always,
poorly made.
Am I that negative?
That second act was horrible. Like, something like that.
Okay. Maybe I'm too harsh.
Maybe I'm too harsh. No, I'm not.
Something I don't know. Like that. Yeah, I'm just going to say a stuffed animal that for now. I can't think of anything.
I would say electronics.
What electronic would I be?
Like the every person electronic, like the electronic everyone needs, like an iPhone. Or like an iPad or something.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, you're very like handy with everything. Electronic-wise.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think of that. It's just hard to put myself in that position. Okay, so I would say...
Where are you at beer-wise? Okay.
It's like all here. Right. It's like almost... It's like 3/4 of the way.
I'm here.
Can you flick yours? I just like it here. You're supposed to hold it from the top when you flick it. No. Hold it from the top.
Oh.
And then click the bottom. Okay, yeah, it does sound low.
Yeah, it's
compared to
stupid low.
Where is this?
All right, it's my turn. You have to ask me questions.
All right, yeah. I'm like, well, no, I still have quite a bit of cards. I keep getting Captain America cards. I don't think I shuffled these very well.
I asked if you needed to shuffle them.
I did.
You were like...
I did shuffle it, but it's weird. But anyways, all right. I'm just gonna like pick a movie we haven't talked about at all.
I don't think it has all the recent movies, does it?
It goes all the way up to, I think I have all the way up to Shang-Chi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what the f-
I haven't
seen a card. But we
haven't got any of those cards yet.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
But I made sure I put 2 or 3 cards from every movie. So I had like side cards left over, but I wanted to make sure our stack, because otherwise it's technically, this is a hybrid game. This is supposed to be the same cards.
Yeah.
And I just flipped it out. Okay, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, shizzles.
What is Hope's surname?
Van Dyne?
Van Dyne, yeah.
Yeah. Hope Van Dyne.
Take a sip. Okay, question 2.
I got like 2 sips left, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Thor.
Maybe 1.
Okay, alright, so you're telling me I need to go like go for more difficult
you gotta
questions.
You gotta go hard or go home.
Alright. Captain Marvel. I feel like every time I do a Captain Marvel question, you get it wrong.
Yeah. Give me some Gotta bring my A game. What do I remember about that movie? I only watched it one time.
What nickname does Captain Marvel give Monica Rambeau? Or Rambeau?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's her like name. Her nickname? Like her pilot nickname?
Yeah, what nickname does Captain Marvel give her?
I don't know.
She gives her the name Lieutenant Trouble.
That's a stupid nickname. Lieutenant Trouble. Alright, what's my hot seat? What was the last thing I purchased over $100? It's literally sitting right next to us. It's a huge big bag full of Legos. And it was $170-some.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody can see it, but yeah.
Legos.
Yeah, you got quite a collection.
Yeah.
What is it?
Actually, Thor's is like Viking ship. From the new movie, from the trailers, isn't it?
Okay.
And there is some succulents that you can make.
Yeah,
and then there's also like 2 special items that you get for spending over $170.
You can't tell me what those are?
I mean, I could. I just don't remember what they're called.
I could tell you, but I'd have to remember.
Yeah, I'd have to remember, and I don't remember. So
I recently bought my mom an orchid, Lego orchid.
Oh, cool.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And then you got all these Legos, so I ended up getting the gauntlet.
Ash
so
almost got the orchid.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she saw it in the store and she almost got it, but she got the succulent instead.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ended up getting me into Lego, so I was like, oh, I'm going to get the gauntlet. I do think it's
really
cool.
Oh, by the way, the nano gauntlet came out.
What's that?
For in-game, come on, the nano gauntlet.
Oh, that style. Okay.
It's like the infinity gauntlet, but the nano one. Yeah.
I didn't know that they made that one in the Lego form.
Yeah, they just released it, I think. Or cool. It's been out. I don't know.
But and that will light up too, I guess.
I'm assuming it would, yeah. Okay, so we got one from Avengers Endgame here. Oh, God, don't look at the answers.
It's too hard to see from this far away. I know nobody can see us, but we don't sit, like, right next to each other. We have, like, I don't know, you can probably fit, like, three people between us.
How does Nebula disguise herself in 2023? The bad Nebula. How does she disguise herself after they've kidnapped Nebula? Yeah, she disguises herself. I'll give you a hint. She's like, you might not be useless. You're good for parts. Something like that. Some bullshit. She says something like that.
I remember when she fights. She's like in like, her body's all like in separate parts. Like she split apart when Thanos like had her. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but this is when Nebula is talking to Nebula from our time. Okay, so Nebula and Rhodey go back to 2014 or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
And they go to Morag. They go somewhere to get the Power Stone before Peter Quill, right? Nebula gets trapped back there. She gets captured by Thanos, and then she gets interrogated by herself, Nebula, and Gamora. And then Nebula says, "You might not be useless. You're still useful for parts." So, what does she disguise herself as? Like, how does she disguise herself? What does she take from Nebula?
She takes her eye.
Nope. No. She takes the metallic orange panel on her blue head.
Oh, she does. Yeah, she does take that.
I really tried to give it to you, man.
That one, yeah. No, I was like, I was visualizing things, and I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. I remember this. I thought it, yeah. But it was like something coming out of her eye that they were looking at.
Yeah.
Okay.
My turn.
All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to do the hot seat.
I do have to do the hot seat. You're right. Okay.
Oh, buddy.
I'm chosen to make first contact with aliens. What message do I send them?
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call? Don't watch Batman.
Okay, like, what would you actually say to an alien?
I don't even know what I'd start to say.
Would you ask them a question? Would you be like, this is Earth. These are advances.
I'd probably...
like, listen to the Whole Earth podcast.
Yeah. I'd check out our podcast. Subscribe. And maybe we could be friends.
There you go.
I love that.
All right.
You were kind of answering my questions for me.
Well, I mean, you're like, I don't know.
Stumbled on these. Okay. Thor the Dark World. What is the name of Jane Foster's date in London?
Gary? Is it Gary?
Just read that hot seat card.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I didn't get it right. Oh, it's Richard. Okay.
Well, you were excited for a second.
You looked so, like, disappointed. You looked like, he got it. What's my guilty pleasure? Video games. I love
video
games.
Isn't a guilty pleasure supposed to be something that, like, you like, that, like that you feel guilty about liking?
Yeah, I play video games too much. I feel guilty about that.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, I was thinking guilty pleasure is, like, something, like, I don't know. I guess that's true. I guess it can count.
Okay, guilty pleasure would be doing puzzles.
Lego building and stuff, like,
yeah, well, I mean, not Legos, like puzzles.
Like puzzle, okay.
Because those take like hours sometimes, and
so do the video games. So I could see that.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
anything that takes more than like 2 hours or like 4 hours out of my day is a guilty pleasure to me. You know,
I feel that way about like doing podcast editing. I'm just like spending hours editing it, going through stuff.
What do you mean? That's like. Not our job, but it's like our
no,
thing.
But it's that I do think I overdo some edits where I'm like, I didn't need to edit this, but I was like, oh, but it was fun. So I spent time on it. I like doing that for a while.
Spend too much time on it instead of like.
I mean, like I could have just released this by now, but I'm just like sitting there editing more.
Okay, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Okay, what was written on the trophy that Cassie gave to Scott?
Cassie gave Scott.
She gave him a trophy for being like the best dad, but it says something else. It says like, you're the greatest
Magician?
No. World's greatest grandma.
Buddy. Oh. I remember doing magic, though.
Yeah? He did do magic in that movie, yeah. Like, he did a lot of magic in that. Yeah.
Okay. What is something most people love but I hate? The Batman. No. All right, stop. I gotta pick something else.
Yeah, pick something else.
Okay. Until recently, like within the last 3 years, everybody that has told me about One Piece loved it, and I didn't like it. I don't feel that way anymore, but that would have been mine a few years ago.
Okay.
That was one, and I really didn't understand why people liked it.
Okay, so One Piece is like the best anime ever, and it's still ongoing.
Agreed. Well, I don't have to agree that it's still ongoing. No, I agree that it's best.
It's the best.
It's obviously still going. But I didn't understand why people liked it because it was so... The animation was really bad. And, like, art style is really different than what I was used to. So it was something I was like, why do people like this? And I couldn't get into it. And I remember checking out, like, multiple times and was like... and then when I finally...
So what got you in? Yeah.
When I finally just sat through it and I got to Enies Lobby arc.
Yeah, that's Water when 7. Yeah.
I couldn't stop after that. And I got to that arc and I was like, it's great. So it's sort of my answer, but if it's something I would have to say more recently, I kind of want to pick Star Wars. Lately, I'm not the biggest fan of Star Wars. I don't hate it. Of the franchise in general, I'm a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of The Mandalorian.
It's doing some stuff that I'm just like,
yeah. Yeah, I've not like, been so pleased with it, and the trilogy was kind of a disaster.
I guess that's why we haven't covered it on this
podcast. We haven't talked about it because it's not something like we're both like proud of.
You know, we could cover a single I would cover like new, like the 4 through 6. I'd be down with that. Like,
I could cover some of the older stuff. Everything pre-Disney. Although I would say like the trilogy like was a disaster. But the solo films like Han Solo's movie and Rogue One were great. I loved both of those.
Have you been watching Kenobi?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
Eventually want to check it out. It's the one Disney property that's coming out recently that I'm like, that's cool. I'm interested in that. I'm not as into Mandalorian. Or I need to watch it. That's not Star Wars though, but yeah.
I don't care.
Is there a Star Wars reference in that show?
No.
Okay.
But it's so good.
But yeah, what is something most people love that I hate is probably Star Wars at the moment.
But it used to be One Piece.
It used to be One Piece. And now I'm
like... Did you have a reason to hate it?
Oh, for One Piece?
Yeah.
I used to hate it because I felt like it was like... There was no purpose for it. Like, I didn't see an overarching story. I was just like, he's just randomly wandering around. He says he's going to find this treasure, but he doesn't. And I looked at it as like... I didn't see where the plot was headed, and I didn't care for the characters, and now I not only do I care for the characters, but I appreciate where it led to from where it started.
Yeah.
And same. Patience is like a big part of that, and I think I didn't have as much patience.
Well, I mean, I read it, so I kind of just like I went straight into the Grand Line.
Yeah.
Like after the first 10 volumes, you go straight into the Grand Line, and then it's like, dude.
I think if I would have I think it was just like at the time there was other things that I liked more that were because when I compare that One Piece to like watching Naruto or Bleach, I was like much more like, well, Bleach and Naruto had better art style and they were like way more intense fighting, where One Piece was a little bit like more innocent starting and it got like picked up a slower.
Yeah.
But I feel like overall I'm like, oh, the One Piece had a slow burn, but it's like built up to be better than those other ones.
Yeah, agreed.
But it took a lot longer to get to, but it's so much more... You appreciate it more because it took its time.
But I hate to cut you off about One Piece, which we should do a podcast
about.
Yeah,
we should, sometime. We should. Okay, your question.
Yeah.
Iron Man. Maybe I shouldn't read this one.
No. I have like one sip left.
All right. It doesn't matter what I read then. I get it.
Yes?
What is the surname of Tony Stark's business partner...
Obadiah Stane.
Yep.
That's it.
The folks. Game is over. Dante has won. Our first game on the Rollers podcast, and Dante is its winner.
I do think you'll win
eventually.
Different games, because
depending on it,
this has been like tailored to me, because
I definitely think it is.
Watch those things like religion.
I should have edited the cards and only like pick cards I'm like familiar with. No. I don't think that's fair to do it that way.
No.
But I think this is a great.
I love
first time game episode of the War podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed and laughed or whatever with all of
us. Enjoyed us getting a little bit tipsy. Well,
I don't even feel anything. mostly I don't.
Yeah.
Full can.
Yeah, you're at a full can. I am completely done. I'm sorry.
Well, we've gone on for an hour, so I think it's probably good, and you won anyway, so.
Well, I've been Dante the tipsy.
And I'm Nate the sober Sally.
All right. Check out our podcast here, there, anywhere you want. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Check you next time.
Yeah.
Hopefully I win.
I think you will next time.
I hope so, damn it.